Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel. Good to be back. And we are going to be visiting this morning with Monet Anderson, senior at Brenham High School, here to talk about the HOSA program at the high school. And Monet, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Great to have you here. And if you could, tell us about HOSA, the organization that you're representing.
The organization that I'm representing is HOSA, which HOSA stands for Health Occupation Students of America. It's a club that's at the Brenham High School. It's for all the grades of 9th through 12th, and it helps with anything. It gives you more familiar with anything that's in the health field. Like, you have community service that you'll have that you can do for the community. And it's actually a fun organization that we have and a club that we have that's at the high school that a lot of people do join, but some people don't know about it. That's why we want to put it out more so the students that come in could maybe join it if they're interested in the healthcare.
All right. And if you could tell us about maybe some of your upcoming events. What's going on with HOSA right now?
One, like, big upcoming event that we're having is our HOSA Blood Drive, which is the annual blood drive that we have every year. And it's going to be on November 9th. And it's open for the community and also the students and faculty. And community signs up online at giveblood.org.
All right. And if you could tell others out there, why should students join HOSA?
Well, others should join HOSA because it would give people an opportunity to open up different things for different students. It helps with your college applications. It even gives you more ideas of what the health profession is about, and it will strengthen your interest and also open up your and broaden your interest in different things. So, yeah.
All right. And if you could tell us a little bit about some of the things that HOSA does for the community.
Well, one big thing that we do is we deliver Thanksgiving food baskets to the human services for other people. I know last year we had about 8 families that we had helped out, and the students from the high school all come together and we get donations. Some people even bring turkeys. We bring desserts, fruits. We bring everything you can name for other families out there that needs help. Another thing that we do, we also go to the state school. We go to the state school and also go and look at different things there and see what they need help in. I know last year I helped with putting up the Christmas tree, and others even like play games and interact with the residents. So that's one thing that we do for the community, and some things that we do for the community.
All right. And why did you join HOSA?
I joined HOSA because I want to be in the health field. I love helping others. What I want to do in my life is to help others, and I maybe want to open up my own business and broader and help other people out in a situation that they might not know how to get help from certain people. Being in HOSA, you have a leadership, especially me because I'm the HOSA president. I have a big leadership that I have to have in order to get where I can in my future. It's something, a place to start if you're looking in the health field. It's a place to start if you're wanting to broaden your future and broaden your ideas of what you want to do. And yeah.
All right. And anything else you want to touch on?
No, just as a reminder, on November 9th, there's going to be a blood drive, and it's going to be at the ROTC building at 8 o'clock.
All right, Monet, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, and our guest this morning on the BISD Roundtable has been Monet Anderson, and she is a senior at Brenham High School and was here to talk this morning about HOSA. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back again next week with another edition of the BISD Roundtable.